with Lucy. So glad to have you here today. We're going to talk about structure. You can grow gourds on a teepee. This is going to make a great little garden for my grandchildren. It looks like this now, and then here we are several months later, and as you can see, the garden has just grown and grown and grown. We have some corn here. We have this wonderful teepee structure that we made out of bamboo. Teepee structures are really easy to make with bamboo. You can take 6 or 8 nice sized poles. These ones are 6 feet tall, and you wrap around some string in it, and then you post each of the posts down into the ground. I put mine in about 8 inches, and then you plant your plants, whatever they may be, all on each one of the posts. Over here, I have some peppers. I put my peppers in these tomato cages made out of wire. They're not really that helpful for tomatoes because most tomatoes grow way out of it, but they're perfect for things like peppers and eggplant. And so I took all my tomato cages and started using them for that purpose, and they've done very well. You see how it supports, and then you can tie it up or put it inside, and it keeps the plants from breaking. Another kind of common support is a lattice structure. This one's made out of wood. It's relatively inexpensive, and you can use it for many years. I've probably had this one for about 10 years. Right now, we've got a squash. It's actually, I think, a pumpkin plant in there. But a while back, say a month ago, there were a ton of beans on here. It's really helpful for beans and peas and even any kind of vining plant that you don't want to go on the ground. So these are a very helpful support in your garden. Okay, over here, I have another very common and useful structure. I'm using it with this bitter melon, but this is also very good for tomatoes. It's rather inexpensive, and the really cool thing about it is you can take the arms off. So as the plant grows, you can lift up the vine and attach it back, and then it keeps the plant inside instead of sprawling on the ground. Another reason you don't want it sprawling on the ground is because it makes it difficult to walk around your garden with all this vegetable matter everywhere. So I prefer to use structures when I have a very vining plant like this bitter melon. And I just noticed I've got a little bitter melon growing here. But for tomatoes, there's really a better kind of support. And let's go over to the tomato section and I will show you that wonderful support. So this is a really, really great support for tomatoes, and it's made out of wire mesh. This is actually construction wire that they use for when they're laying concrete, I believe. But it's a great support for tomatoes, and I'll tell you why. The tomato wants to just keep growing and growing and growing because it's really a vine. And as I said earlier, you want to keep the fruit off the ground as much as possible. So this is the best support that I have found. And actually, there's been some research done on it that shows that this is the most effective. And a really neat thing about this one is the holes are large enough that you can go in and pick some fruit. As the tomato grows, some of them may come out too long before you get to them. So you can just take a torn up bed sheet and tie it like this to keep it's supported. Bed sheets are really effective here because they're wider and they're easier on the vine. Tomato vines are very tender, so you want to make sure you don't hurt them. If you're out in the garden in time, you can actually just push the vine back in as it's growing so that it keeps going up. I hope you'll be able to use a support in your vegetable garden. It's very, very helpful for keeping the plants off the ground, and it actually adds quite a nice element to the garden because when you bring height, it makes it more beautiful. It gives the eye something to look at, like a focal point. So think about what kind of supports you might want to put in your garden that will not only be to the benefit of your plant, but also enhance the beauty of your vegetable garden. See you next time.